One of the last issues the legislature's Joint Finance Committee considered Tuesday as it wrapped up budget briefings was child care. Lawmakers must decide what they think of Governor Walker's plans to alter the state's payment system for providers and to combat fraud. WUWM's Aaron Toner listened to Tuesday's discussions.
The program Wisconsin Shares provides subsidies to low-income families to cover child care expenses. The state has not increased those payments for 7 years, but in his new 2-year budget, Governor Walker proposes lifting the freeze and creating a new payment system. It would reward higher quality providers. The state rates them using a system called Young Star. It assigns between 1 and 5 stars to providers based on standards such as curriculum and the education level of caregivers. Eloise Anderson is secretary of the Department of Children and Families.
The good news, a majority of the children in Wisconsin Shares program, 55%, are in child care providers rated at 3, 4, or 5 stars. Things are moving in the right direction.
The proposed budget provides bonuses for child care providers with 5-star ratings. That's only about 6% of providers around the state. The bonuses would be smaller or non-existent for 4- and 3-star ratings. For providers with 2 stars or less, the state would cut their payments. During Tuesday's hearing, Democratic Senator Jennifer Schilling questioned the wisdom of penalties.
How does it make sense to have further reduced payments to these providers with a 2-star rating if the goal is to provide the necessary financial and technical support to have them increase their ratings?
Secretary Anderson responded that the state provides grants and other programs to help providers determined to improve.
So we've, gone the full mile in order to help providers move up. In the future, we've got, 22.5 million dollars in Race to the Top grant that we're putting into supporting providers' development.
Anderson says the state has also begun working with technical colleges to improve their child care courses. Even those incentives did not satisfy Democratic Representative Corey Mason. He insisted many providers can't afford to reach 4- or 5-star status because the state's base subsidy is too low.
That's unfair to those providers. It's unfair to those kids who are relying on them. And it's unfair to the parents who we told that we were going to give them a 5-star program that was actually going to move kids into higher quality child care.
Children and Families Secretary Anderson advised daycare operators concerned about their long-term viability to take on a mix of subsidized and non-subsidized children. The other big issue that surfaced during Tuesday's hearing is fraud, particularly providers billing the state for children not in their care. To help fight abuses, the administration wants to issue debit cards to parents so they pay the provider for child care. Right now, the state pays. Anderson told the panel that putting parents in charge would lessen the potential for scams.
That doesn't mean that we're not going to still go out and look at it and see, but it really puts the onus of responsibility someplace else other than us. It also, for me, removes the ability for the provider to look at us as if we are their employer.
Republican Senator Sheila Harsdorf agreed it makes sense to give parents more responsibility, yet she still foresees problems.
I've heard from a child care provider who has a lot of concern with this. She's from a rural community, and she has had a huge problem with collecting the parents' portion of the child care payment. In fact, over 2 years, she has about $30,000 in accounts receivable.
State officials said they'll tell parents about their responsibilities with the new debit cards and remind providers they don't have to accept children whose parents fail to pay. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.